Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today is September 15th. Here's some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on September 15th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 24 points. The BSE Sensex rose 52 points to 67,519, extending the upward journey for 10th consecutive session, while Nifty 50 advanced 33 points to 20,103. A fresh closing high formed a bearish candlestick with minor upper and lower wicks. This resembles spinning top kind of candlestick pattern format on the daily chart, signaling indecisiveness amongst the bulls and bears for the future market trend. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 20,057 followed by 20,028 and 19,980. On the higher side, 20,152 can be key resistance followed by 20,182 and 20,229. Moving on to international markets, US markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied the most in over a month as traders cheered the revival of Wall Street's IPO market and a decent batch of economic data. The Dow was up for the first day in three, climbing 331 points to 34,907, and the 30 stock index closed above its 50-day moving average for the first time since September 1. It was also the blue chip's average best day since August 7th. The S&P 500 gained about 0.84% to 4,505, while the Nasdaq Composite moved 0.81% higher to 13,926. Arm's shares surged 24.7% after the chip design company started trading Thursday. Investors hope the biggest tech offering of the year could kickstart a sleepy IPO market. Arm's initial public offering was priced at $51 a share. In its first day, it closed at $63.59 a share. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets climbed ahead of key economic data out of China, which could give clues on the trajectory of the world's second-largest economy. China will release its August data for its house prices, unemployment rates, retail sales, as well as urban investment. Japan's Nikkei 225 climbed 1.06%, while the TOPIX continued to push new 33-year high and gained 0.98%. Most notably, shares of investment holding company SoftBank surged over 3% after shares of the subsidiary arm surged about 25% on the Nasdaq. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 rose 1.56%, South Korea's Kospi advanced 0.65%, while KOSDAQ was flat. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 18,171, higher than HSI's last close of 18,047. Oil prices. Oil prices jumped on Thursday with U.S. crude topping $90 a barrel as expectations of a tighter supply grew. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude gained 1.6% to reach a new high of $90.04 a barrel, touching its highest level since November 2022. Brent crude was up 1.7% at $93.47, reaching a 10-month high. Saudi Arabia and Russia have extended their oil output cuts to the end of 2023, and the move could result in substantial market deficit for the rest of 2023, said the International Energy Agency on Wednesday. From September onwards, the loss of OPEC Plus production will drive a significant supply shortfall through the fourth quarter, the agency said in its monthly report. Dollar Index. Dollar index traded 0.47% higher in the futures at 105.26, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹83.06. FII and DII. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth ₹294 crore, while domestic institutional investors sold shares worth ₹50 crore on September 14. Moving on to stocks in focus. Bharat Forge. UAE-headquartered global aerospace and technology company Paramount announced a broadening of its development and manufacturing partnership with the Indian industrial conglomerate Bharat Forge and Kalyani Strategic Systems to produce a wider range of armored vehicles in India for Paramount's global customers. Their existing partnership produces KM4 armored vehicles for the Indian Army. Strides Pharma Science. Subsidiary Strides Pharma Global Private Limited Singapore has received tentative approval for the dolutegravir 50 mg tablets from US FDA. The product is bioequivalent and therapeutically equivalent to the reference-listed drug RLD TVK tablets of Viv Healthcare Company. The dolutegravir 50 mg tablet has a market opportunity of $1,345 million in the US. The products will be manufactured at the company's facility in Bengaluru. Dolutegravir is the first in line of the antiretroviral therapy for the treatment of naive patients. It works by preventing the multiplication of virus in human cells. Tata Power. Subsidiary Tata Power Renewable Energy has signed a power delivery agreement with Expro India through a special purpose vehicle for the development of 3.125 megawatt AC group captive solar plant. The SPV will develop, operate and maintain the said captive solar power facility. The said plant in Maharashtra is expected to produce 7.128 million units of electricity annually and will support the use of renewable energy for Expro India's polymer processing business. Alkem Laboratories. The Income Tax Department is conducting survey at some of the company's offices and subsidiaries. The company is said that it is fully cooperating with the officials of the IT department, though it is said that the survey is not impacting the operations of the company. Moving on to some IPO news. Yatra Online. Yatra Online, the country's third largest online travel company, has mobbed up Rs. 348 crore from 33 anchor investors on September 14, a day before its initial public offering opened. Marquee investors that participated in the anchor book included Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Societal General, BNP Paribas Arbitrage, Ilara India Opportunities Fund, White Oak Capital, Quantum State Investment Fund, ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund, Mirai Asset, Startup Mutual Fund, Bandhan Mutual Fund. Those were invested in the company via the anchor book. RR Cable. The Rs. 1,964 crore public issue of RR Cable, backed by global private equity firm TPG, has been subscribed 1.3 times on its second day of bidding on September 14, with bids for Rs. 1.85 crore equity shares against offer size of 1.33 crore shares. All kinds of good investors showed interest in the offer on Thursday, a day before its issue closing on September 15. High net worth individuals have bought 2.1 times the allocated quota, and qualified institutional buyers have bought 1.65 times the portion set aside for them, which were 15% and 50% of the total issue size respectively. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Mridul Mehta, Partner Investment Banking, Centrum Capital, giving his outlook on the IPO pipeline in the coming months and interesting trends in the IPO segment. Let's listen in.
The IPO market remains robust, and the pipeline is fairly healthy. We have seen increased participation of domestic institutions and AIFs in IPOs in the recent past. While FIIs have largely been selective and stayed away from making large bets in the IPO market. As regarding the IPO sizes, we have seen mostly issues sub 1,000 crores. But I do expect that these sizes will increase going forward as investors gain confidence with respect to more reasonable pricing of issues, the qualities of issues themselves, as well as the post-listing performance. The other thing which has been missing in the market in the recent past has been the BFSI issues. And during the past, when IPO markets have been active, the BFSI issues have really dominated the market. And the robust IPO market should see a return for the listing of a few of the small finance banks, microfinance institutions, as well as fast-growing NBFCs, which are hungry for capital and should be able to tap the market with more reasonable valuations. Indeed, it'll be interesting to watch if the profitable fintechs too are able to list during the current bull run. The other trend which will be interesting to see is whether the tech and the fintech unicorns of 2020 and 21, whose valuations had corrected and caution had set in after the tech meltdown in the early part of 2022, will they be able to come to the market? While a lot of them have been waiting in the wings and investors have been looking at exits, I do expect that the stronger ones among those unicorns will quickly want to tap the euphoria in the market and try to get listed as soon as possible. Net-net, the IPO market is linked to the overall market sentiment and performance. And the market, the IPO market should remain fairly healthy till Diwali or beyond, before the cautiousness of the 24 elections sets in.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time next week.